Oh! What's up, Jackie Stan?
Same old crap. What's going on with you?
We have been gone for a while.
In the meantime, you've been putting porn on Facebook that gets removed.
I got in trouble. I don't know. I know I got in trouble early on with Facebook when I first got on it. Because I kept trying to post shit that I'd have on Mantertainment, and I'd put links, and then they boobs and stuff like that, and they bitched me out. But this time, I honest to God didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I like took a picture of my hairy butt, which is not dirty, I don't think.
Which is already all over the internet anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, it's on regular television. Broadcast television shows butts.
Right.
You know, it's been done. And I put it up, and then I made this stupid post about, hey, if you're really my friend, you'll post a picture of your butt and you'll read this post all the way to the end. And, you know, it was funny. And then all of a sudden I got this immediate, your post has been removed. You have violated our decency policy. And I replied back, fuck you. And then I made a post immediately blasting them.
Yeah, they're ridiculous with their rules because, you know, if you pay them, they let a lot of shit slide.
Hey, by the way, if you're a foreign government, you can post all kinds of slanderous lies about the United States of America.
The difference is those people pay for their ads and you didn't pay. So that's...
I saw... It was Sacha Baron Cohen who fucking ripped them and said basically they would let fucking the Nazis, if this was 1930s, they'd let the Nazis buy time and put whatever they wanted on there because they do have no morals unless, of course, it's a big hairy butt.
No, they only have morals if they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
I bet you could buy an ad that shows your ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, hey, look at, do you have a hairy butt like this? They totally let that go.
Yep.
Oh, fucking Facebook bullshit. Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's that, and I got in trouble with them.
Does your kid have Facebook?
No, it's for old people.
Yeah, my kids don't have it either. I wonder if it's going to die out here with this next generation.
They do have, she's all over the Instagram, though, and that's Facebook.
No, both, yeah, it's owned by, you're right, it's owned by Facebook. My kids like Instagram, but they don't like Facebook.
Yeah.
They love TikTok.
Okay. Oh, my God. TikTok is the shit. Do you know TikTok, my understanding, which could be total misinformation from the World Wide Web of lies, is that TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, which is pretty much ran by the Chinese government.
Well, I know it is true. It's owned by a Chinese a company. I don't know. I've heard that, too. I do know it's Chinese, so who knows what information.
And it used to be Musical.ly, the one where you lip-synced, and then they switched to TikTok. Yeah, my kid loves TikTok and is all about the Instagram, and there's other ones, too. What's the one where you can track your friends? Is that Instagram? There's one where you know where your friends are, and she's got that, too.
Yeah, Bing was telling me about that. He's like, my friend wanted me to sign up for this, but he said it tracked me, and he's like, I didn't want him to know where I was.
No, dude, my daughter will pop on, and it's like, she'll put it on the screen, and she'll be like, oh, my God, why so-and-so in France? Like, she tracks you all over the world.
Why do you want that?
I think for teenagers, it's cool.
I don't want to track you. I don't like Snitch is my friend. I should track him.
By the way, my wife gets so mad at me. My wife uses, I think, a thing, Live 360 or something like that that tracks you.
Oh, yeah. My ex got that with the kids. And she'll,
And I refuse to use it. And I'm like, no, you're not tracking me. Like, no.
No, I don't like it. The other day, the kids had Monday off for some reason. They didn't go back until Tuesday.
Yeah, so did we.
I don't know why, but so on Monday I had a thing at work and we have NAMM next week. I'm at a convention all next week and I had to go buy some stuff. And the only place I could get it was in Ventura. So I called Bing because I knew he was at home doing nothing. I'm like, hey, do you want to go with me? And he's like, sure, I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden his mom texts him because she was at work. She's like, why are you in Ventura? And why are you going 80 miles per hour? I'm like, what the fuck is she know? Why does she know that? And it's because of that app. It tells you how fast you're going.
Yes. It's great. Well, the Waze tracks you too, because remember.
I don't use that one. Yeah.
When we were in the car, my daughter had Waze and we were going 100 and something miles an hour. And my daughter got an email alert or a text alert from Waze that basically said she was no longer eligible to participate in the rideshare program that they have.
Because they go too far. Because
she's fast, a, she's a reckless driver, yeah.
Right. I use Google Maps, and it will tell you how fast you're going, and that means they're tracking the info, but it never, you know, it's not like showing up to me later or anything. I just thought it was funny. I know she tracked that, she put that app on the kids' phones. Yeah. I didn't know it told her how fast I'm going when I'm driving them.
Yeah, now she could use that in court. He's a maniac. He drives 80, and that was a 25.
I will tell you this. She is not taking me to court ever again because, you know, the kids are 18 in 5 years.
Yeah.
And I have so – I take her kid all the time. Like, she wouldn't have a leg to stand on and anything.
Yeah. No, I don't think she is either.
I was telling Bing the other day, I don't know, something came up, and I was like, mommy needs me, that won't happen. And he's like, well, you need mommy too. I'm like, when have I ever asked mommy for a favor?
Yeah.
When have I ever asked her to do anything for me? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, never. I go, mommy needs me way more than I need her. And so she won't fuck with me because now I never ask her for anything. I never ask her for any favors. She never does anything for me.
Yet you still do a shitload for her. And I imagine she still will try to fuck with you here and now, you know, now and then about like, or, you know, sneak a day or do crappy shit like that.
I don't think she's stupid enough to try and do anything too major now.
Oh God. I
mean, first of all, she leaves her kids with me for weeks at a time. So that wouldn't be a good look for her in court if she tried to fuck with me, no, right?
I don't mean go to court. I mean more just like, you know, how they'll fuck up your vacation or do shit like that. My ex used to be notorious for that.
I guess the good news is I never go on vacation.
So. there's no way for her to connive anything because she don't do anything.
That's the thing. I honestly don't ever have to ask her, you know. Yeah,
watch the kids or I switch this weekend.
Because, I'm always around, so.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Even this week, I'm going to a convention, but that doesn't affect her in any way, you know?
Yeah. Plus, you've also got your mom and your sister. If there was something ever, you would ask them, not her. You'd be like, hey, watch the kids for me on this day, and they would totally do it.
Yeah, totally. I got other people to cover me.
Yeah, that's what I had. I was like, fucking, hey, stupid whore. And then that stupid whore would call and ask my mom for shit. Hey, will you watch Duke? Like, you fucking idiot. Because her family was a bunch of fucking drunken druggies.
Hey, what's Duke up to? Does he have any work lately?
No, he's about a worthless, out-of-work actor, broke as fucking all hell, and I'm, like, letting him hang.
Where is he living right now?
He's living with... Okay, this is bad. Remember the douchey stepdad?
Yes.
He's living with his sister in Ventura.
Oh God. What a, yeah. Talk about like,
yeah, cause he's a fucking bum. He's literally a bum. He doesn't work and doesn't have money and doesn't pay rent and doesn't fucking care. And I'm like, dude, I'm not, I will endorse. If you want to be an actor and you want to fight and make it on your own, I will support you 100% morally. I'll promote anything you ever do on the podcast and on social media, whatever, but I'm not, gonna finance that. I'm not gonna enable you to be a 30-year-old. I want to be an actor. Like,
right?
Like you're on your own, fucker. So
and so he hasn't had anything lately.
No. Well, his what's crazy is that show that's coming out. It's coming out February 16th. I will tell you what it is.
They have a date on it now.
Yeah, I will tell you what it is because we just do me a favor, fuckers. Don't anyone reach out to him and say, hey, congratulations on da-da-da. Cause that will fuck me. Cause he is gun shy as shit after The Sun.
Right.
When he went and recorded The Sun and then they canceled it and held it for like a year and a half before they played it.
Right.
Now, you know, that's like, he's now like, I can't say anything until it's airing on. And I know it is. And he's still, what he's worried about on this is they haven't released the trailer yet.
Well, maybe don't say anything until they release the trailer.
But here's the deal. In the last week, I've read an article in the New York Times, an article in the New York Post.
Oh, about it?
That is, hey, shows we're looking forward to, the most sought after shows in 2020. And it's on every one of those lists.
Okay.
So well, I'm looking.
Then, yeah, that means it's been announced somewhere.
And every single one of them says it's coming on February 16th. Like, so it's coming soon. It's like a month away.
So where? What's
Showtime.
Service?
It'll be on Showtime.
Showtime.
Okay. It's a Showtime miniseries, eight parts, and it is called The Good Lord Bird. And it is it's not a true story, but it is a true story. It's a story
it's
about
got, like real characters in it, right?
This guy, John Brown, he was a congressman or something like that in the 1800s. And he wanted to abolish slavery. And this fucking guy quit. He first of all had a shitload of kids and basically built an army of his own children. Right. So
a Mormon.
Yeah. Like he has like 12, 15 kids or whatever. Plus he recruited in these other guys. He quit his politician job, went home to Kansas, got the army together and went and fucking would raid plantations to free slaves and kill people. Like they give him credit for starting the Civil War.
Wow.
Like it's and in that sense, it's a true story. But they fictionalize it, and it's from a book, and the book is called Good Lord Bird. And in the book, they have a fictional character who is a slave that they had freed, and they have with them. And I don't know what they're trying to do, but the whole thing is the story, this story as told through the eyes of this slave. And here's where it gets even crazier. And I don't know if this was in the book or if they adapted it to the show. They, for whatever reason, I said to him, because he plays, Duke plays a retarded kid.
Okay.
Duke is playing, and I have always said to him, and I've always joked, I've always said, dude, if you want to get noticed and win an award, you play a retarded kid, or you play a gay or a transvestite and not be.
It worked for Leonardo DiCaprio.
And I go, don't be a gay or transvestite, but play one, and then you are fucking in there. That's like huge. And so he's like, yeah, I'm playing a retarded kid. I'm like, wow, that's really good. And I go, and that story's so PC, it'll be up the alley of the mainstream media. They'll really like it. And it's the adaptation of the book was written by Ethan Hawke, and Ethan Hawke stars in it, and Ethan Hawke is the guy that cast them all. So he's playing Ethan Hawke's son. Ethan Hawke's playing John Brown.
Okay.
So he's in there, and that's a big, you know, he's a big-time dude. It's a big-time project. And it's this really cool thing. Then he calls me and goes, Dad, it has everything. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, it also has a transvestite. And I'm like, what? How does an 1800 Civil War thing? He goes, I don't know why, but at some point, whenever they have this slave kid, they make him wear dresses and dress as a girl. I was like, oh my God, they're just going to try to steal all the awards. So it is coming, and it is. Being anticipated as a big deal.
So he has to survive until February, and hopefully that airs and gets him some attention.
No, yeah. As far as Joe, well, he still goes out on auditions all the fuck. That's
no,
the story
I
of
know,
actor,
but when,
yeah.
There's, when you have something on, it makes you hotter.
Yes, absolutely. Just like when the sun was on is how he got this.
Right.
Like the sun set, and then the sun came on, and then he got this, and they were like, oh, perfect, and it's a Western, and they still did the same thing, made him go ride horses and all that shit. But, pretty crazy. So he is pumped on that. That's coming. But he's also waiting on, I think, residuals for one of the shows he did are about to kick in. You know when they're coming?
Okay. When it because it's on streaming services and stuff. Yeah. And he starts to get.
So he's about. I think it's The Sun. The Sun, which just aired and all that, is now the residuals are going to start coming through. So he's going to get money from that soon. Okay, and he has that coming. So he'll be all right. It's just. It's bothersome to me, and I literally, every conversation I have with him is, hey, do you have a job yet? That's how the conversation starts. I'm like that nagging parent of, do you have a real job yet? Do you have a real job yet? Hey, you know what you should do? You're a big fucking buffoon who knows how to fight. You should go be a bouncer. Hey, you know what you should do? Go be a fucking bartender. Like, but he won't. He refuses to work. He's got too much of his mom in him.
I wish I had known that he was out because we had just hired like a part-time warehouse person. He would have been great for that.
Hey, Liz, considering he lives right there too.
No, that's what I mean. He's out in the area and it would, you know, it's
dude. Not,
But we just hired a dude. I didn't even think about it. I didn't actually even know we were hiring until we hired
the dude. Well, then he tells me, and he's like, and to some degree, he's too honest, because he's like, I don't want to go work somewhere and get a job and then have to quit or bail to go do an audition or whatever. And I get that. Right. And I go, but hey, look, you're going to get a shitty job. It's not going to be a good job.
There's plenty of crappy jobs where it's not going to, no one's going to care. They're used to that.
I go, this doesn't go on your lifetime resume as of, hey, I was a fucking, you know, I did overnight stocking at PetSmart. You know, that's not going to stick with you forever. Right. And at the end, you just fucking quit. Like, that's how it goes.
Totally.
And it's like, later, sorry, I got a better job. And you bounce. So they're used to that at shitty jobs. And he won't, no, I don't want to do that. So he hasn't. And now he's dying. And I'm like, yeah, sucks, doesn't it? And now his car's fucking, he's on a hole. Like, right. He needs a fucking job is what he needs.
Right.
And I told him, you're closer to 30 than you are to 20. Like, it's fucking time to make some life decisions. Or get a fucking job. Find a job that an actor can do, like be a bouncer or whatever, and go do it.
Yeah, bartender, bouncer, waiter.
I even told him, I go, dude, do what I did. Do the fucking UPS thing through the holidays. That's easy. And you're definitely not going to get acting jobs during the holidays. That was only like a 6-week job. Yeah, no. No, there was always an excuse. Oh, dude. All right, well, don't ask me for money. Fuck off. So there he is. He's struggling away. And the show's going to have heat, and I think it will get attention, and it'll be good, and hopefully get something out of it.
Interest.
But, and by the way, I was with him on like, Christmas Day, and he's like, dude, I just got a text from Ethan Hawke. Like, like he's, apparently Ethan's cool as fuck, and he really, really likes him, and he was a great dude to work with and just awesome. So
that's awesome, because odds are he'll have something else at some point that
you hope. You know. Yeah, hope so. Right. He's been he is doing something different though that I've told him to do acting wise forever. I'm like, dude, you're a big fucker, yet you're not scary at all. I go, if you were big and scary, you would get work.
Well, he's not old enough to look scary yet. Those big
just muscle up.
Look old and weathered.
What I mean, just like muscle up, like work out, get bigger, put on muscle. And he's always like, no, don't be too big. I want bigger parts, and I don't want to be look all freakishly large and blah, 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 and I got to try to blend in with these
baby
actors.
Baby face muscle guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's so young looking that.
But now he's actually been lifting and lifting and lifting. He's lost a lot of weight, actually. He did keto.
He didn't have much weight to lose last time I saw him.
Yeah. No, he's lost like 25, 30 pounds.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And is down and is like working out, like lifting weights every day and stuff. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that, no.
Now hopefully he'll do something.
Right.
Oh my God. And then I've been working like around the holidays, it got weird and I got super fucking busy, which is.
Oh really? Was there just a lot going on?
Yeah, we were busy, and then I was getting random overtime, and then my boss goes into these weird modes where he needs me to drive him everywhere for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and then I don't drive him for months. Would usually
and
be sick.
Who does your job when you have to drive them everywhere?
Oh, it's fucked. There's a guy who is pretty much the office bitch. He jokes about it. That's what
so
he
they
is.
Just make him do that when you're out?
But he does everything. He does like all the time cards. He goes and does all the mail and the post office stuff. He does a lot of the like helps the accounting department all day. And then, at any second, the boss will call him and be like, I want donuts. Go get donuts. Hey, I want.
He has to go get
yes. Them. Hey, I want lunch from any. And my boss always orders like kosher food, and all those most of those kosher places are down. There's an area off of Pico in like West LA where he goes.
Right.
And we're on the other side of downtown, and he's like, "Go get this. Go get that. Go here." We go when we get pizza. We get it's a Jewish kosher pizza place.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
It's in. Valley Village, where you get pizza from there.
Okay.
So it's like
Valley Village over here by my house?
Yeah. It's on Burbank Boulevard.
All the way over here for pizza?
That's where we go for pizza. It's on Burbank Boulevard and Valley Village. That's where we go get pizza. And then
that's
it's just, but my boss doesn't give a fuck, dude. He's just like, go.
Yeah, it takes a long time from pizza to travel from point A to point B. It's cold by the time it gets to you.
Yes, it is, but I'm glad I don't eat
That's
it.
That's more my concern than the effort that goes into it is that you're not getting warm pizza.
And he runs this dude around, like, everywhere, and then it'll be like, hey, da-da-da. But now if it's moving someone, it's me. Or if it's touching one of the vehicles, I mean, there's a shitload of vehicles, it's me. No one else touches those.
Right.
Like, he's even let the guys... There's times, depending on which vehicle it is, we have guys in the back that wash all the cars and stuff, and he won't let them even move it to wash it. Like, I'll go get the car over to another place, get the car, bring it over, pull it out, they wash it, then I'll go back at the end of the day and put it away before I go home.
Right.
Like, they're not touching it. But also, though, I think a lot of that, he's really smart in the sense of a lot of it's accountability. If the only person who drives those fucking cars is me... Well, also, if there's a scratch on it, the only fucker that's driven it is me. You know, no,
right.
There's not five people moving it around.
Right.
So there's a lot of that with him. I got busy with that. And then the holidays. God, my father-in-law turned 80 this weekend. We were
oh,
there.
Wow.
Yeah, he's old. We went to his, he had his birthday party, which made me think, too, like, now I'm like, he can't. He's the shittiest, awful driver ever, and it makes a lot of sense knowing that he's fucking 80.
Right.
Why he's such a bad driver. He's a terrible driver. And like, he drives up to the mountains and goes to the cabin.
All the time, right?
All the fucking time.
That's a decent drive for an old guy.
Yes. You know? Especially on a shitty, icy road. And,
right.
And where the cabin is, there's a long area where you drive down the road and you're fine. They're really well-maintained roads. But then there's about the last 12 miles, and I know 12 miles because I had to go back and put chains on and get chains and then go put them on. And the last 12 miles is fucked up, icy road, and it's dangerous. And he drives a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, not exactly great for handling ice.
No, not at all. So I was telling my wife, I'm like, we got to start doing more shit up there. I'm just not like, I started helping him out. I just like fear for him.
Right.
Driving up there, so we did go up there and we spent the night and did some stuff. That was fun. There was so much fucking snow though, I couldn't even get the car. Like, the driveway is the cabin's on a hill and it's uphill, and it's probably 30 yards from the street to the cabin up the driveway.
Right.
And it's uphill, and this shit was 4 or 5 feet deep.
Oh God!
There was fucking way I couldn't shovel it, and I tried. I was like, maybe I'll just shovel enough to get the car in the driveway, and I'll leave it in the snowbank, and then in the morning I can walk out. I couldn't even get a spot to put the car in because we didn't get there till it was about 7 o'clock at night by the time we finally got to the cabin.
Right.
And I was I'm not gonna shovel it till 10:30, and no. I ended up just parking it in the town. Talked to a person, said I'm gonna leave it there, and then walked back to the cabin in like 28 degree weather. Oh man, but it was fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh,
it's
man.
Been a while since we got a decent amount of snow. I bet it's not there now, but that right around that Christmas storm, that was a good amount of snow.
It was that Christmas storm that hit on Christmas Day and went through till the Friday.
Yeah, that was a good amount right there.
The Grapevine was closed up until like. Christmas was on what, Wednesday this year, and it snowed, and the Grapevine was closed all the way till Friday. Like, you couldn't even get through.
I got kind of, I mean, I didn't end up getting screwed, but I was, Lucy had a basketball tournament in Ventura.
Yeah.
And I Google mapped it, and it took us on this weird route through these like back roads. And then I couldn't figure out why. And then when we were coming home, the 101 was jammed because it was the only way for people to get around.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't
and
take
so
the 5.
And so the northbound 101 was a nightmare. Now, I was going south home, so it didn't matter, but I was like, holy shit, that's horrible.
That's bad all the time anyways, right before you get – when you get out of like past Westlake, past the 23, like past Moore Park right there, when it narrows, it's always fucked right there on the weekends.
And then imagine when the 5's closed.
Yeah.
I mean, there were semis and shit, people that aren't normally on there.
Yeah, that's a clusterfuck. God. And then what else has happened in sports?
The Patriots are out. I know that was big news.
Yeah, but they weren't very good this year. And I know people are blaming Brady, but he had no weapons. And you know what? If I was Tom Brady, I'd be really fucking pissed at the Patriots. Really, really, really pissed at the Patriots. He's delivered them 6 Super Bowls. Hands down, he's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game just by accomplishment alone. And he has always been a team guy and always taken less money to help out the salary cap so that they could pay other players.
Right.
And then they gave him no fucking help. It's like, what'd you do with the money you were saving?
Right.
Like, you didn't ever go, like, you know what, Tom? We're going to get you the best running back in football. We're going to get you the best wide receiver. They've never done that. They tried to get Antonio Brown, that crazy fucker that the Raiders dumped.
Oh, right.
And then he was there a week and caught one pass, and then they got rid of him too because he was batshit crazy. But that wasn't their plan. It was like that kind of fell into their lap when the Raiders dumped him. It wasn't like they went out and got this guy. I'd be pissed.
So who's it looking like for the Super Bowl?
Ravens. It's going to be the Ravens and the Niners, or the Ravens and the Seahawks is my guess. Kansas City's in there too, but they always seem to find a way to lose. And it just looks like this year, honestly, the two teams that it looks like it's their fucking year are the 49ers and the Ravens. That's, you know, it's looked like their year for weeks and weeks now.
It's been a long time since the 49ers have been in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, very, very long time. So,
like 90s, right?
No, Kaepernick. Remember Kaepernick went. That's the knock, is this guy took them to the Super Bowl. Now he's not worthy of being a backup quarterback in the NFL.
What year was that?
Last time the Ravens were in. That wasn't that long ago. That was 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
So not too long ago. But then before that, it was, yeah, the Steve Young, old, maybe Jeff Garcia might have got in. No, they didn't get to the Super Bowl. They got in the playoffs. But, yeah, it's been a very, very long time. So that's who it
looks
like.
And did Dallas not even come close? Are they just not good anymore?
They didn't make the playoffs. They fired their coach finally.
That team used to be on top of the world.
Mm-hmm. They're also in a weak division. They're like the Patriots are in a shitty division. They play a bunch of shitty teams. So they're going to win their division every year, and that works. And even this year they won their division, but they just weren't very good and weren't very convincing all the way across.
Okay.
So I felt bad for Brady. The rumor, the hot rumor, is they're going to fire him, which...
Oh, Brady?
Yeah, because he's 42. You know, you got to look towards the future. At some point, you got to get... And even though he's...
Wouldn't he just retire? I mean, isn't he had enough success that he'd duck out a Patriot?
Their ego's too big, and I think he wants to go out on his terms. He said he wanted to play until he was 45. He wants to play 3 more seasons. The hot rumor is that he comes to the Chargers next year for the new stadium, and they have Tom Brady, and because
which would be a good draw for them for the new stadium.
That would be big. And Chargers were bad this year. Phillip Rivers is old and probably gone.
And he has a house in L.A. anyway.
Yeah, Brady lived out here for the longest time, so he could come here, play football here, and I'm sure Giselle would like to be in L.A.
Right.
So that would be cool. That's been the rumor, but we'll see. Yeah, and he's one of those guys, when you're that old, you can't go to, like, a shitty team and try to help them rebuild. You don't have 3 or 4 years. You better have a team that's ready to win now, like just like Peyton Manning did. He went to the Broncos because the Broncos were the best team in football that just needed a quarterback. And, you know, and when he got there, they went to 2 Super Bowls in a row.
Huh.
So that would be ideal for him to do something like that kind of a situation. It's also tough, though. Who wants if you have a team that you think is going to win now, and then the salary cap comes into play big time, because he fucking, if you get a quarterback, you get a young rookie quarterback, this is where the Patriots will fuck him over. Even though he's on team-friendly deals and has cut them a break on and on and on, you get a new quarterback, a rookie quarterback, that guy is yours for shit, no money.
Right.
Like, it's really cheap, and they can't even negotiate their deal for however many years it is. You got a few seasons. That's kind of how the Rams are. Like, Dak Prescott, what's he in his third or fourth year? Now he's finally, the deal's over, and now they've got to pay him, the Cowboys quarterback. So there's, you know, guys like that. And you go get one of those good young guys out of college, it's cheap. And then you can bring in a lot of talent. And then you fuck that guy over as soon as he needs money.
Right.
That's how it works. NFL is fucking brutal, dude. God. And that's about
Has anything been going on in radio world? I've listened to the new Kevin and Allie and Jensen in the Morning, or whatever they call it.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen.
Allie and Jensen, yeah. And
I haven't listened to that.
It's okay.
You
know, Kevin's not a great, like, guy to hold down a whole show.
Bean was more that guy.
Yeah, and Allie isn't great, and then Jensen's new. You know, he's only been doing radio a year and a half. He came from TV world. Oh, he's God. He was like a writer, producer, comedian, TV guy. And so, I don't know. It's a little rough. I mean, it might be fine, but I really think that they're just doing this for like half a year to a year, and then they fire that whole show and bring in somebody. I think they didn't want to make it look like Bean quit and then they fired the show, so they're just kind of
they'll phase him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, there's radio stuff I know that I can't talk about because it involves my wife's company. But and then today was the service for Grieger at the Smokehouse in Burbank, and I couldn't go.
Oh, that's nice.
I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and when I went, I didn't get to work till 10, and that service was at 11, and I was like, fuck, I can't go. Right. So I didn't go to that. I felt bad, but I went to see him in the hospital, so that I was glad I did that. But I didn't get to go to the service, but even though it wasn't – they wouldn't have a service because he didn't want a service. So
no,
it
it's just like a celebration kind of thing.
So people got together, had lunch, a bunch of engineer dorks and that stuff. So I didn't get to go to that, but that was today. And God, what else has happened?
Are Heidi, Frosty, and Frank still going? Because I never hear any talk about that show.
Yeah. By the way, my gut, and this is nothing, and this is that's where my wife works. Okay. My gut is the same thing with the Kevin Bean show is gonna happen to them. That's my gut.
Phase out. Well, I used to hear about that. I never hear about that show anymore.
Well, this is phase 15 of where radio's going, of anybody making money. And now even the people that are making money aren't making nearly as much money as the people that used to make money. And those everyone with money's got a bullseye on their back, and there is just cut cost, cut cost, cut cost, cut cost. And that's what they're doing. It's just like the NFL.
No, totally. But if you were gonna do that, why not start hacking with the people who are fucking completely useless, like Valentine in the Morning? I flip through that sometimes. They don't even really do anything. Like,
no,
he's
a fake Rick Dees. He's a wannabe fake Rick Dees.
But their breaks are like a minute and a half to 2 minutes long, if that. They don't really say anything. They're usually just gabbing over an intro. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even really do a show.
Here's a funny,
cut that shit. How much are they paying that dumbass to hardly do anything?
Enough to make you sick. Here is something funny. Speaking of Valentine, my wife went to the service when I didn't go today, and she's like, hey, I went, and so-and-so was there, and so-and-so was there, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she goes, and then I saw Valentine, and I was glad you didn't go. That made me laugh. I was like, me too, because I fucking – you know what's weird?
I don't hate him.
I hate him. I hate him, and I shouldn't. He's never been a dick to me. He's never done anything but try to make me laugh. But the fact, that's what it is. He's so fucking annoying. I want to punch him in the face, like, really bad.
It's funny, because I told my kids, apparently, out where they live, the only station that comes in well is that station. Mm-hmm. And so their mom listens to Valentine in the Morning. And Bing's like, I can't stand that guy and whatever. And I'm like, it's funny you say that, because I used to work with him. And we all hated.
Dude.
We would not get in the elevator if we saw him get in the elevator, because he knew you were getting a five-floor show.
There was immediate, like, no bullshit. This happened. Imagine an elevator, and Jack and I come walking out because the show's over and we're going. Jack and I, every day after the show, we'd clean up a little bit, we'd touch base, and then we would go eat, have lunch or whatever, then come back for a meeting, and then go on about our day. So Jack and I were walking out to the elevator, and this happened more than two or three times. And as we walked out, he was there, and we both, in mid-sentence, just, it was like, stop talking, turn around, and walk back into the fucking building and shut the door. It just, that happened. And if we were on an elevator and he got in, there were times we'd hit the button and get the fuck off. And he still didn't get the hint.
No, he was the worst. You never wanted to be trapped in an elevator with that guy.
Still the most unaware human being ever. You know, of himself, of how annoying he is. And
for sure. There were so many cool people who worked at, you know, like I loved Mark, Charlie Tuna, God. May he rest in peace. He was awesome. You know, like Kim was great.
Yeah. But, Kim was cool too. Mark and Kim were both fucking the most awesome people. And even Mario, I like Mario. Mario Lopez is a cool dude. He's never been a dick to me, and I have always liked Mario.
Yeah, no, Mario was good when he was there.
And
you know, we had some good neighbors, but
and most everyone at KISS was cool. And Ryan's the one we really knew, and he was the only little dickhead.
Yeah, and he wasn't even there most of the time.
Yeah.
Remember, he had his security at the end of the hall.
Oh my god. Oh my god. And then Irma was there for a while, and I knew Irma, and I'd worked with her.
Irma's awesome.
Yeah, no, everyone was cool, and Valentine was just like, oh, fuck, people just get away. And here's the thing. Hey, I do a show, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to hear your shtick. Like, you're not impressing me. Like, fuck, stop.
Right, we all work in radio. It was funny. I was telling somebody at work the story about when email first came around. You know, early on at Clear Channel, well, first two things. One thing, when email first got, you know, came around and companies started doing it, they gave me Jack at clearchannel.com.
God.
Which is awesome, except they had 2,000 stations across the world, and there were a shitload of Jacks. I used to get everybody's email.
Yeah.
And I remember I would, like, cancel flights and shit. I would fuck with people's stuff. And then they finally realized you can't just give somebody Jack at clearchannel.com. So that came around, and they changed that. But also, you would get – if somebody accidentally did a reply all
and it went out to
everybody, you would get every cheesy DJ from around the world thinking they were funny and responding.
Whenever something came from corporate, because they went to everyone in the company.
And then somebody would reply all thinking they're so funny, and then it would go on because you had every funny guy from every market – in the U.S. and around the world thinking they're hilarious. And remember, people would like, make it stop.
Oh, my God. Those were awful.
Yeah. No, it was pretty horrible.
God, that was awful. And then the only big radio news was the Imus dying. That's a big fucking deal. That guy is like living living dead now, but legendary.
I didn't realize what a dick he was for parts of his career. When I read
his whole career, he was a fucking asshole. Just a fucking asshole.
he was only on my radar as the old guy who did radio, but was also like on CNBC or wherever
that
was.
He got fired for being racist as fuck from wherever he was at. Remember when he got fired? That was kind of the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah, no, I didn't really follow him that closely. And then when you read his bio, you know, after his death, it was like, holy shit, this guy was a dick for his whole life.
Dude,
though he did cool stuff.
He did a lot of cool charity stuff, and he seemed like a good person. But he's Rick Dees. Rick Dees is a terrible human being.
But you would never know that. Terrible human being off the air. It seems like Imus, for the most part, was horrible on the air, but then had a ranch for sick kids and...
No, but okay, if you ever watched the Howard Stern movie, that's Imus in there, the dick that fucking... They worked at the same station. Imus did mornings and Stern did afternoons. And he hated Stern and was a dick to him. And Stern, and in the movie, it's like Howard was like, holy shit, I'm working with Don Imus. Like, this is the greatest fucking thing ever. And then Imus was a... total fucking asshole to him. And just a douche. So that, and I heard this in the same thing. Shannon, I think, was the first guy to ever beat Imus in New York City.
So did Imus just hate him?
Fucking hated him. And that's another guy. Shannon worshipped him. He's fucking Don. Like, he worshipped him. And it killed him that fucking Don Imus hated like his guts and fucking trashed him all the time and just, and it killed him. Cause, but it wasn't just on the air. Like, you know, on the air, you talk shit, but then off the air, you can be cool with people.
Right.
No, Imus was a dick, and he was a dick to him off the air, too. Like, Imus was a fucking asshole, like a massive egomaniac asshole, like most people in radio are, but of biblical proportions.
Was he a drug addict for any of this portion?
My understanding is he was a massive cokehead throughout there, allegedly, from what the stories I've heard.
Like the 70s and 80s or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Back in the heyday of that shit, he was the king of fucking New York radio and was, you know, just an asshole. But, you know, legendary radio guy.
Right.
What's weird is Shannon also loved Robert W. Morgan. Do you remember Robert W. Morgan?
Yes. Yes, yeah.
Robert W. Morgan was his fucking idol. Like Shannon, that was the guy. It was Robert W. Morgan, and he loved him and looked up to him. And when we got the pirate, Robert W. was still on Carathon doing mornings, and he became our friend. And like, even it was funny is his daughter hated his show, but like pirate. So his daughter would come over and Shannon would like, sure, Robert W., whatever. And so Shannon brought his kid in, and his kid got to hang out with us, and she was a big fan of the show. So it was really cool.
Did he come by one time and we talked to him?
Probably. I got to be friends with him, of all places, after Pirate, when I was back at Power. I was doing stuff, and I went to a thing, and I told him who I was, and then he remembered me. And then he was like, you sit with me. I hate these fucking people.
I swear I was buddies with him. There was one day he came up to see somebody, and we ended up hanging out and talking to him for a while.
He is a cool dude, man. I went to, you know what I had fun with him? Remember those Ford things where they used to fly us all over and drive us all over and do those cool things? I hung out with him in a couple of those. Then, one time we had a Ford lunch, and I was sitting with him. And he would be real nice to me. Then when the advertiser came over, he would fucking just trash me. Just be an asshole. So finally I did it back to him. And then after that, I swear to God, I'll never forget. I'm sitting at a table. We're at a restaurant in Santa Monica with these Ford clients. And he says to the guy, and he's talking to me, and he's so funny and a cool guy. And the client comes over now and sits at the table, and he goes, hey, how are you? And they're like, Robert W., blah, 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 blah. And he goes, you know, on Carth, we sell a lot of Fords and blah, 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 blah. And my friend here, if you advertise in his station, you don't need to, because my listeners buy them and his listeners steal them from my listeners. And it was funny. Don't get me wrong. It made me laugh. And so I immediately said, that's funny, because the only person I know who listens to you is my grandma, and she doesn't drive a Ford. And he fucking looked at me, and then he laughed, and then he called me the next day and asked me if I wanted to be his producer. And I was like, nope. I'm like, I love you. You're a great guy, but and I was the Power. We were number one.
Mornings at that point. That's awesome, though.
There was no way going away. Yeah, I liked him a lot. He was the opposite of stupid ass douchebag, because he was a fun guy. Then I'm sure it was smoking, because all those old dudes smoked. I think he ended up getting cancer or something, Robert W.
Yeah, I just remember meeting him once. He came up to the station for something. I remember talking to him and hanging out with him for a little while.
He was cool.
There were, you know, that's the thing. There were a lot of radio assholes, but there are a lot of cool people like The Blade and, you know, like.
Oh, that happened too while we've been gone. Raimondo died.
Yeah, that's right. Raimondo, that was like Christmas Day or Christmas Eve he died.
I didn't even know he had cancer.
No, I didn't either. I saw that. That was really sad.
Yeah, that's sad. Because that, as a radio guy to me, that was the first show, you know, one of the first shows I was ever a fan of.
Raimondo and The Blade.
Yeah. Well, I remember Raimondo and Evans was the first show. I was like, that's my show. Okay. And then when they switched to Raimondo and The Blade, I liked it. I was fine. I didn't say, fuck, that sucks, I'm leaving.
Right.
I still was a fan, and I was a huge fan of that. Was my probably the first show I ever talked about and would listen to and talk to my friends about. Like that kind of stuff. Oh, man, that was good times. Now there's no more of that, and there won't be any more of that.
No, there's nobody talks about radio anymore. I can't remember. People talk about podcasts. You know, like there's a lot of podcast people. Like, no one ever comes up to me and says, did you hear what Kevin and Allie and Jensen said? Or did you hear what yeah. Heidi Frosty and Frank did this morning. Did you know that was crazy? Nobody, because they, well, one, they don't let them do anything crazy anymore.
Nothing.
You know, like they don't, the what you can do is so fucking boring, but you can get some guys like that Rhett and whatever who have the Bicycle Morning YouTube show and they have fun, you know, because they're on YouTube. They're their own bosses. They don't give a shit.
Yeah. Do whatever the fuck they want. But you know what I noticed about that YouTube and that all that other crap? It is huge and they make millions and millions of dollars, but they have a shelf life that's even shorter than radio. Like,
right. No, that is true.
Boom. Those one guys, they're still around, but they are not what they used to be. The two idiot brothers that were YouTubers.
Two idiot brothers. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he did some stupid shit, too, and then he started doing boxing matches and stuff.
All that, like, poof, like, 15 minutes for them is, they're on minute 13 or 14.
No, you have to stay relevant and your audience grows older. You kind of have to grow with them, and you can't let your ego get out of check. I felt like that guy let his ego get the best of him.
When you're 19, 20 years old and can go buy fucking Lamborghini. Right? Yeah, that's it, Jake and Logan. Go buy a Lamborghini whenever, and then the next day go buy a G-Wagon and film it on your show. Your ego's going to get out of control. I'm sorry. Young people and that kind of money, never goes well if left unchecked.
You're unchecked because you don't have any bosses. Remember he had a show on Disney and he did some stupid shit and lost it? He didn't even care because all his income was coming from the YouTube stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all they do.
He didn't care about the Disney show. Fire me. Fine. Dude, you know?
I was thinking the other day, like, how dumb everyone is. I was looking at Facebook, and I was realizing how stupid everyone is and how uninformed everyone is. And how now that's where... But then I realized most people are getting their fucking news from Facebook and from other people, and it's mostly false. Like, you know, or a lot of false, like, a lot of opinion woven into semi-facts and a lot of falsehoods and people are dumb, but it's where they're getting their source. And I'm like, well, we used to get it from the news and the news was legit and there was local news and national news. Okay. On the number one show on CNN right now gets a little less than 1 million viewers a night. And that's the number one show.
A country of 300 million people. Yeah.
The little kid YouTuber that reviews toys.
Ryan.
He gets 36 billion views. Billion.
Right. Ryan's toy reviews or whatever that is.
And then the same thing goes, you know, for the same people talking about news topics and that kind of stuff. They're doing it. It's more opinion. It's like talk radio. It's more opinion than facts. But it is insane that that's where people are getting their information from. And it's dumbed. I think it's dumbed people down.
Oh, for sure.
You know, just our source of
stuff. It used to be, it was funny, I was talking with my boss about some of this. It used to be you got news like once a day. You know, they spent all day getting the newscast together. You watched it 5 o'clock or 11 o'clock or, you know, 6:30.
Yeah, you watched the 5, the 6, or the 11 for sure.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that, you know, like they spent all day curating and fact-checking that shit. And you got once. Now shit gets updated and changes every minute, all day long. You get an alert from Twitter. You get a Facebook thing. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know what's true anymore.
But plus, you get, like, I could see something happen. And that's the thing, too. A lot of stuff didn't make the news. Like, we were naive to the world because it wasn't. Like, now, I could, holy shit, the store by my house just got robbed. Here's a picture of the dude. And, like, that can blow out viral from my phone. Like, it's...
Right.
It's a small world. And then look at how we were getting, not now, but back when all the protests and shit was starting to happen up in Iran, they were all using Twitter.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were all using Twitter and communicating through Twitter and in China and, like, a lot of crazy stuff. So it's helped the world a lot, but I think at the same time it's dumbed it down.
For sure. No, it's kind of awesome. Like, a lot of times I'm sitting at my desk and I get a news alert from Facebook Video Live that somebody's gone live and I can watch, hey, look, there's a fire in LA or there's a car chase or you can get news now live.
Yeah, instantly.
Weird shit you probably would have never heard about. All of a sudden you can watch it live. Some guy's getting rescued from the LA River, you know?
And it's, holy shit. Oh, I have a question about the LA River I've been meaning to ask you for months.
Mm-hmm.
What is that giant Frosty the Snowman cock sticking up out of the LA River? What the fuck is that?
My friend at work lives in Silver Lake, and we talk about that stupid thing all the time. And he now will send me Twitter posts that people send, berating it and making fun of it. It's a bridge for pipes, for like sewage pipes that they built across, but they, I guess, wanted to be artistic. It's the ugliest thing that doesn't fit at all. I
Also,
don't know
it
why
looks
they
like,
did
honest to
that.
God, it looks like if Frosty had a cock, that's what it looks. It's a giant snowman dick sticking up into the air.
Right.
But then it's like, all right, that's weird. But then the fact that it's so big, they had to tie all kinds of metal. It's strapped down from 50 different sides so it doesn't fall over and kill someone.
Yeah, it's just for pipes to go across the LA River. It's weird, and everybody makes fun of it. If you look it up I don't know what you would have to search, but like there's all kinds of tweets
I'm like, I
about
saw it
it.
and I'm like, Jack will know what the fuck this is. This is his hood, man, because this
No,
is
we talk about that
weird.
thing because it's become a joke in the office between me and this guy because we're like, that thing's stupid. But now it's almost funnier how enraged it makes people. You know,
Well, but
like.
you know what? Here's what pisses me off. I leave work and it's not that far from work, and if I'm going to my boss's house, I always go that way. So I come up the 5, I get on the 134, and then down into back door into Bel Air. Now, I drive past that fucker and I see it, and I drive past 50 million homeless people along that route, and I'm like,
Right.
how much did they spend on that? Why is that there? And it didn't beautify the. I don't look at it and think,
No.
wow, that's beautiful. I'm like, why is that giant snowman dick sticking up out of the middle of the LA River? That's, I think, every time I pass it.
It's so out of place. If that was in the middle of like Tokyo or something, you might think that, oh, that's modern art, you know, bridge. But the fact that it's over the LA River, where homeless people wash into the ocean when it rains, you
Yes.
know, along that scummy bike path, it doesn't make any sense why they did that.
Yeah, no, and I rarely go that way anymore forever because I've lived on the west side, so I haven't gone that way. And if I go to Downey, I don't go that way. Like, that's just out of my way. And it's ever since I started this job when I'm coming with the boss, and I'm like, how long has that been there?
Right.
Because
No, it.
I damn sure would have noticed that a long time ago.
Yep.
So is it a
It's been
few
there
years
for a
old?
while. It's been there for a little while, but I don't go by it that often either. But
Yeah.
you'll be happy to know it enrages people, and people post
Good.
about it all the time.
It's stupid. Yeah, but
Yep.
that whole thing, unless it was completely privately funded, I am not a fan of that thing.
I don't think it was private. I think it was a city project because it's to get
Ooh.
it's for some, I think, sewage or some kind of pipes that go across there.
Speaking of homeless, tonight on my way home, I was sitting at a red light on Pacific Coast Highway and in Palisades, and I fucking look and there's a homeless guy standing against a wall in front of a business, and then out of nowhere I see a spotlight hit him, and I realize it's the car behind me, which was a cop, which I didn't realize was a cop, and he just basically says, like, get the fuck, like, move the fuck on. Which was cool. I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, he fucking told a homeless guy to get the fuck out of the front of that business. That is the most awesome thing I've ever seen. Because that doesn't happen. They just
No.
ignore them. They don't ever deal with them. And they didn't get out and razz him or anything. They shined a spotlight on him and told him to move on. And he started walking and got out of the way. It was
But I mean,
like,
I get why they ignore him because there's nothing they can do.
yeah, you can't
If
arrest him.
they, yeah, if, and if you do, they're just out on the street a few hours later because, you know, you can't arrest unless
They
they're
don't want,
murdering
they do not
somebody.
want to arrest them at all. Yeah, this guy, in the end, if the business owner would have called, it would have been trespassing and they would have told him, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave.
Right. And if
So,
they had arrested him, he would have gone in, been booked, gone through the whole hassle,
got some
and
food.
been right out. Been, you know. So they don't want to do that. And I mean, they'll arrest you if you're doing an actual, you know, crime, like felony, but they don't want to
Dude, they
just
don't want to
take
arrest
you
you for
in.
felony. That dude that came after Duke and I that time, they were like, we don't arrest, but let's let this guy go. I'm like, he
Right.
screamed, he called those ladies N-bombs in their face and was screaming at them and made this little kid cry and told my son and I he was going to shoot us and then came after us with a stick. Fuck you, you're taking him to jail. There's
Right.
multiple crimes committed here. You're taking this guy to jail. I don't care what you do. And they're like, all right, 5150 hold. That's as good as we can do. I'm like, done.
Right. Which, by the way, they didn't even probably hold him the full time. That's another thing.
Yeah, well, a 51 fit in the hospital. Don't they have to legally hold you on that because 72 hours? Because he said he said when they got there, he laid on the ground and said, I have bipolar disorder and I'm a danger to myself.
Right.
Pussy. So then at that point, they have to hold you because if you're endangered yourself or whatever.
When I tried to kill myself, they only kept me in the hospital for 30 hours.
Fuck, that's fucked up.
They let me out as soon as they could. I wasn't there for 72 hours.
They had to hold you for 72.
And it was the police who took me to the hospital, so.
Holy fuck.
No, I don't think they have to because they definitely did not for me.
See, I thought they had to hold you for 72.
I think they can hold you for up to 72 is what it is.
Oh, if they think you're still. So after like 24 hours, if they're like, all right, he's fucking snapped out of it. He seems all right. They'll let you go.
And here's the thing. They don't want you in there. It's expensive for them. And, you know, like unless you have kick-ass insurance, they know they're not getting paid. They don't want to keep you in there.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no. They don't want anybody in jail. Like they're releasing people.
The hospital. The mental hospital.
Oh, the.
Yeah, they try and turn you out of there as quick as possible because they don't want to, you know, like if they don't think you're going to be able to pay your bills, they're flipping those people right out of there.
Yeah, get the fuck, just like on Scrubs. Remember Dr. Kelso? Right. No insurance, get him out.
Yeah. They need more money for mental hospitals so that they're not just flipping people right back on the street.
They need a lot more of everything because it is bad getting worse here in California. No,
I think it's bad in a lot of places too. I mean, I remember being in Portland and it was horrible.
Yeah. They have towns there. They have like homeless towns out in the woods in Portland.
Yeah. Portland is like, and you're on the, like, it's just as bad. And
Vegas is really, really, really bad too.
Right. Yeah. As soon as you get off the strip in Vegas, because they keep that as clean as they can,
what's weird to me though, that I notice in LA, you've got like a lot of crazy, fucking crazy, crazy people, but I'm sure they're crazy all over the place, but a lot of the Portland ones are just like young, fucking broke party drug addict, you know, they're just doing drugs,
but we've got drugs bump here up too. Serious drugs. It was in Portland where I was, there were needles all over the park I was staying by, and I was staying at a nice hotel.
That's a heroin, but it's a heroin hotspot. Portland.
Yeah, that it was bad there. I don't see needles around LA when I go downtown with the kids and shit, but I was in Portland and there were
I see them by work needle. Every now and then. Fucking dude, I had to get the police at work during our little break. Yeah, there was a homeless motorhome that pulled up and parked in front of our work. There's nothing you can do about that. That's not illegal.
Right. If they're on the street, you can't deal.
They're on the street and it's like whatever. And honest to God, they got to, it's like, that's their fucking home at that point. They're fucking living in it, whatever. But to my boss, we are meticulous. We have every single day, the day starts before I get there. Cause when I get there, there's some of the dudes are out in the parking lot with leaf blowers, sweepers, every leaf, every speck of trash, no dust, nothing. We are kept immaculate at our facility. It's just perfectly clean. But they also clean the sidewalk in front of the building every single day. They hose it down, they scrub it, they clean the sidewalk, the lawns, everything's taken care of. Well, this fucking thing had a pile of trash outside of it when I saw it there the first day. And I'm like, all right. And I told the guys, and the guys went out and cleaned up all their shit, all their trash. And then the next day, there was even more shit, and there was like a fucking car rim and like a car door sitting on the sidewalk outside that motorhome. What fucking kind of sense does that make? And then I'm still hesitant. And then on the third day, all of the windows were busted out of it from the inside. They were shattered out, and there was glass everywhere. And I was like, all right, fuck this. These are crazy fuckers, and they're getting the fuck out of here. And I went out there with a fucking nightstick, back, back, back. And then they wouldn't come out. So I'm like, all right, I'm not the police. And then I called the police, and I figured they're not going to do shit. And it took them a while, but when they got there, they fucking got them the fuck out of there. So at least they did that. Right. I was happy of that. And they just moved them down the road, and then the guys went out and cleaned the shit out of it. But how they knocked all the windows out of it from the inside.
No, and that's the, you know, I feel bad. There's so many people are like in their neighborhoods as RVs come, and they dump trash and piss in their yards and
dump
shit,
the shitter,
you know,
in like in the gutter too,
right?
Oh yeah. And to some point I'm like, I really didn't want to call the police on them,
Right.
And
but then it got, but yeah. they made you.
Yeah.
If they were just staying in the RV, minding their own business, not making a mess, yeah. you could let it fly.
Yeah. We're an industrial area. It's not, you know, they're not a school anywhere near us. Like, it's cool. You're fine. Right. But no, they were fucking trashing the place. And every day we were cleaning the shit out of it. So every single day they were trashing it every night. I don't know what the fuck was going on when we were gone at night, but they were trashing that place every single night.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And at that point you're like, all right, fuck you. You're out of here.
Right. But they just went someplace else and are doing the same shit, and somebody else is going to call the cops in 3 days.
No, they moved. What's weird is I was surprised they didn't. We're very, very close to Lincoln Park. Very close to Lincoln Park. And there's just rows and rows of motorhomes on both sides of the street all around the park, and nobody calls. Okay. But and there's because it's like train tracks, Lincoln Park, and then the USC Medical Center is right there.
Okay.
So people just kind of let them be there, and it's trash piled everywhere. But I think they're all fucking crazy and do crazy shit, and I think they're afraid to even be down there with themselves.
Oh, right. They don't want to be around the other crazy people.
So I think they just kind of came down our way, and then they brought the crazy with them because they were doing some wild shit in that motorhome.
It's funny how so there's a park that I drive by every morning when I get on the freeway in North Hollywood. I don't know what the name of it. We call it Amelia Earhart Park because there's a statue of her, but I don't know what the real park.
Yeah.
And it used to be surrounded by people, you know, like motorhomes and shit. And then they did something and they're all gone. And I don't know what they did. And I don't know if they're going to come back in a few weeks. But for the last like month or two, they've had all the motorhomes have been gone. And I'm like, I wonder how they managed to make that happen.
They started they have them in Malibu right here in that weird little no man's land between LAPD and LA Sheriff jurisdiction in Malibu where they would go both sides of PCH.
Okay.
And it got really, really bad. And now what they do is they come in and it ends up being the sheriff's place because the sheriff's the ones that did it. The sheriffs came in and they just start writing citations for everything on that car that they can get you on. And they start razzing them. And then when the other fuckers say, oh shit, like, oh my God, my tags are expired. And they impound fucking motorhomes that are like, you know, if they've got a lot of citations on them or whatever. And sure as shit, these fuckers pack up and leave, and then after a week or so, they come back.
Right.
And it starts over. But I'll give it to them. They every now and then go in and pretty much sweep it out.
I mean, that's all they can do, right?
Yeah.
And then you see if they come back or, yeah. I was just amazed that they were able to do that in this park, and I don't know how long it'll last for.
Yeah. And I think we all get at some point, especially when you're in the motorhome, it's like, that's all you got. You're not begging on you know, my corner or outside my office, fine. You stay there. And when it gets to an area, it's like it's a park or there's not really a house right here. You put up with it. But what happened with us on PCH is those motherfuckers are the ones who were coming up here at night and stealing all the shit out of our cars.
Right.
They'd come up the hill. At night, they'd walk up the hill, leave their cars down there, and then fucking rob the neighborhood. And they still
did
that.
You see, too, there's been I saw it on the news the other day, a rash of tourist burglaries. They ride around on scooters and bust out windows of cars, but they're from the Bay Area. They said they busted these guys.
I didn't see that. I didn't understand why.
I didn't either. Why aren't they just robbing people in the Bay Area is what I didn't understand, but
yeah,
they're saying these gangs of robbers come down from the Bay Area and break into tourist cars. And I mean, I would think that you have, I mean, the Bay Area has a lot of tourism too. I don't understand why you need to travel.
I saw a story and I didn't know where it was, but there's these dudes and they're going around, they're armed robbing nail salons. And I was like, where's this happening? And they would go into nail salons, which pretty smart, rob the nail salon and everybody in it. Cause everybody in there's got cash.
Are nail salons cash only?
A lot of them are, but you know, everybody pays for their nails and all that. So they'd rob all of the people in there and the nail salon with fucking guns in their face. And I saw some video of it and I was like, wow, where's this happening?
And was it just around L.A.?
I didn't ever get to see the story. Something happened, and I didn't see it, and then I never followed up on it. Store by my house that's notoriously robbed all the fucking time got robbed again.
The liquor store up the street?
No, the clothing store. Very high-end clothing store in the Palisades.
Do they actually rob it of stuff?
Yes.
They run in and grab
stuff? They come
in
and steal designer handbags. is what they steal every single time. And they went in. At first, they started running in, grabbing those bags and running out. And then they hired, and I talked about this on the pod a while back. The dude is, he makes me look small. This black dude, he was fucking huge. He had to be 6'7" and at least 400 to 450 pounds is my guess. I mean, he's a fucking mountain of a dude. And they put him in there, and then it stopped until a few months ago. They pulled up in a car, maced him in the fucking face, and then robbed the place again and ran out. And so now he quit. He's like, fuck you. So now they have two dudes there. So basically you're going to get mace one and the other one's going to fucking get you. But yeah, that I wouldn't mace that guy. With mace, I would be afraid to fucking mace that guy because he's going to get his hands on me and I'm dead. So now they went in with guns finally and arm robbed it right at Christmas. And just stole a shitload of designer bags and ran out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's happening over and over and over. And that mall, that new mall has a lot of security. Nothing as far as I know is happening over there other than little local kids being dicks. But this store is kind of, it's not in the mall. It's very adjacent to the mall, but it's not part of the mall security. And it's not.
So it's easy to run in and run out of.
And they run in, snatch and grab and run the fuck out with all their purses.
Remember when they were doing that at Apple stores? That seems to have stopped. But for a while when they would run in and just grab all the shit at the Apple store and run out.
And also Apple stores and jewelry stores. Remember smash and grab at jewelry stores?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I remember when I was a kid in Downey, the mall was outdoor. Stonewood Mall, which is now an indoor mall, was an outdoor shopping center. And there were all kinds of ways in and out, you know, because it was outdoor and ways out to the parking lot. And these dudes, I remember riding on a motorcycle. Two dudes rode down through the middle of the fucking mall, smashed the window of the jewelry store, and snatched everything and drove off.
It's crazy.
It was like, shit, that's crazy, but
worked. Isn't it funny how things fall a full circle? When we were kids, the malls were outdoor.
Yeah.
Then they decided, oh, no, we need to make them indoor. And now they're converting and adding patios and making outdoor malls all of them again.
But now they're getting – but I think it's just because of how – like, we talk about employment's higher than it's been in years and years and years, but people are underemployed. They're not making nearly as much money as they were 10 years ago. People are fucking struggling, even though they're working, and they're working a lot. And I noticed the malls are all going high-end, because high-end doesn't struggle. People that have money still have money. It's the middle class that's now broke. And
no, it's true. Well, there's a lot of malls that I just – like that new Topanga Plaza.
Fuck that mall. That mall's nice.
Yeah, I mean, they have like a Tesla store in it and shit. And then they added that village at Topanga, and it's all restaurants I can't afford.
Yeah, I know. Is that fuck? I did Christmas shopping at a Topanga mall, and I went to the side, then I walked around, and I'm like, Tiffany and fucking like everything fancy in there. Chanel, all those stores.
They have a Target and a Hot Topic as well, but they do have a lot of super high-end shit in that mall.
I stayed in the cheap end. I went to like Forever 21 and that stuff.
That's going out of business. Forever 21 is hurting. Somebody at work told me that by the middle of this month, all the Fry's stores are supposed to close.
Really?
Bing and I went to the Burbank one, and it was about a quarter full of merchandise. You know how big that place is?
Yeah,
that sucks. It pushed everything to the front, and there were just big, empty, vast areas of that Fry's.
Wow, that sucks. I like Fry's is one of the stores I go in and don't buy anything.
Right. No, it used to be, but now there's absolutely nothing to even browse. And earlier this week, Bing's going to a bat mitzvah this weekend, and he needed dress pants.
Yeah.
And so I was at the Burbank Mall. So I went to – they have an H&M, but they didn't have any in his size. And then I went to Macy's, and they didn't have anything in his size. So I went to Sears. And
we're America shops.
Not anymore. It was – very apparent that Sears is not long for this world because you could tell they hadn't restocked anything in forever.
Yeah.
And they weren't on clearance sale, but they definitely weren't looking to add more merchandise.
I know inside information on Sears, and they filed all their bankruptcies and condensed and did all the stuff they needed to do. And what's happening now, people know they're going under, so no one will sell them shit. They can't get merchandise.
Is that why they can't restock?
Yes, they're fucked. Like they can't get, like, let's say Nike, they're not going to sell, Nike's not going to sell them fucking Nikes. They're like, fuck you, you're going to go under and we're going to lose our, like, no.
Yeah, you're going to go bankrupt on us. And
yeah, or Levi's or whatever. They're not, so they're having to buy all their shit from second, like, party vendors and stuff like that. And it's hard to get the quantity they need for all the stores they have. And they, like, they may end up going out of business just from fear of them going out of business.
Right. Well, that makes sense, because when I was in there, I was like, these shelves are bare. They had like such minimal, you know, of anything.
Oh,
yeah, I thought it was going.
No, that's fucking crazy. They have they have one in Downey. I saw the other day when I was in Downey, and I was like, damn, I fucking forgot there's still some, because the Sears over here is gone empty, getting redone.
Yeah, they're actually redoing it.
I know. You know, no, I mean redone as in into something else.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's
gone. That's the thing, though, too. When these big stores go out of business, there's nothing to fill them. Like, nothing's gone into Toys R Us yet.
I know. Except that's for big Halloween stores for two months.
Right. And, you know, old IKEA is getting leveled, and they're building a whole new thing. And
fuck. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Retail's dead. Amazon's killing everything.
Yeah, and it makes sense. You know, like, even it's just easier and cheaper to buy things from online retailers.
Hey, speaking of online retailer, we're about to run out of time on this disc too. We're way over.
We better go.
I was thinking we need to invent a porch pirate box.
Oh yeah, and sell them that just explode or something.
No, just, or like you fill it with water, like something to make it like bulky, and then it'll have like a Ring doorbell type thing on it that buzz it open for the delivery guy. There's got to be something to keep fuckers from stealing your fucking packages.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like a, you know what I do now? I just don't get anything delivered to home. I get everything sent to work.
Yeah. I had all my Christmas shit delivered to home, and my Ring would go off and I'd see it on my porch and I'd watch it all day on the Ring.
No, because that's the thing. I have the Ring too. Then I'm paranoid if I have it delivered here. So I just, I'm like, fuck, there's people at work. Even if I don't happen to be there that day, there's always somebody there. It's just easier.
Yeah, I would do that, but we're so fucking big, it would go to the back, and then I may not see it.
And it actually, added bonus is I pay a little less sales tax because it's Ventura County.
God, that's crazy.
You know, so. All right, we better wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We'll be back. One thing I meant to say, we've got to do a celebrity death pool.
Oh, yeah, death list. Well, I'm gone all next week, so we'll have to do it the week after.
All right, we'll do that. We'll start. So start thinking about it. We'll get it together. Okay. You guys start thinking of yours, and in the next pod, we will drop that. So till then, peace out, bitches.
Jack off.
Goodbye.